Lord, we're thankful. We're very thankful for the grace of God that brings us together today.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们非常感恩那神的恩典，今天把我们带到一起。
We don't deserve the Bible. We don't deserve the Holy Spirit of God to teach us.
我们也不配圣经，我们也不配那个就是说神的圣灵来教导我们。
We don't deserve Christian friends to study the Bible with us.
我们也不配让这样的基督徒的朋友们和我们一起学习圣经。
We don't deserve the good lunch that we've just enjoyed.
我们也不配吃刚才我们刚刚吃的好的美食。
But we've got all of these things, and it's all because of the grace and mercy of our God, and for these we give thanks.
所以呢，我们得到这所有的一切呢， 都是因为神的恩典让我们在一起，我们献上感恩。
Now, Lord, we're going to look again at this marvelous story of Joseph. We pray that you will cause us to understand your grace and kindness.
主要现在我们学习这个约瑟的故事呢，所以呢，我们就是让您呢，让我们引起我们就是说感激神的恩典和那个怜悯关于这一切。
And we pray that you will cause each of us to respond in love toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们也祷告，让您呢，引起我们每个人呢，去爱我们的主耶稣基督。
So we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求这些，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 So I'm told that our first verse today is Genesis chapter 42, verse 1. Is that correct?
我被告知，我们今天第一个要学的是《创世纪》42章第一节，对不对？
All right. So I'm going to read it together, and again we'll carry on. Welcome again to Ying and Amy. I'm not sure if you're both the same person or not, but we're glad that you're here.
因为我们就说是非常高兴来到这里，再次欢迎刚刚加入我们的Ying还有 Amy， 我们不知道这两个是不是一个人。
Very good. So chapter 42 verse 1 says, when Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, why do you look at one another?
创世纪42章第一节说呢，雅各见埃及有粮，就对儿子说，你们为什么彼此观望呢？
Well, frankly, that's a strange thing to say to your sons, isn't it? What are you doing looking at one another?
你这个坦率说呢，就是对你的儿子们这么说话比较奇怪，是不是？为什么你们彼此观望呢？
Why might they have been looking at one another?
他们为什么要彼此观望呢？
Well, it's possible that they knew that there was grain in Egypt and that they should go for it, and yet they really didn't want to go to Egypt.
所以呢，这答案是呢，他们呢真的知道埃及的有粮食了，只是他们也知道，只是他们自己不想去。
Well, they'd sold their brother into Egypt.
他们呢把他的弟弟卖到那个埃及去了。
I suppose if they went down to Egypt, they probably all would anticipate getting a guilty conscience.
所以我认为呢，他们每个人呢都知道，他们如果去到那个埃及去的话呢，他们良心都会有愧。
And so I think they thought, well, we'd rather go hungry for a while than attempt to wrestle with a guilty conscience all the time.
因为就是他们说呢，就是说我们宁愿在这里挨一会儿饿，也不愿意去那个一直感觉良心有愧。
Is it possible even today for people to do things or not to do things just because of a guilty conscience?
因为这个里面呢，就是是不是有这样的可能？今天的有些人呢，他们去做一些事情或者不做一些事情，都是因为他们良心有亏了。
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And if in fact you find that in your own heart, then what you should do is get rid of your guilty conscience.
因为就是，如果是这样的一个事呢，你发现在你内心有这样的事情呢，你要去掉这个你对你感到有亏的这个良心。Ask
the Lord for forgiveness and do what you can to make restitution. Don't just run away from a guilty conscience.
因为就是你要祈求神的原谅你，去做一些事情呢，尽量是可以跟对方重归于好，不要带着一个有愧的良心离开。
So they didn't really have much of an alternative. They were going to starve. Their family was going to starve if they didn't go to Egypt.
他们其实那也没多少选择了，选择了呢，因为他们快饿死了。如果他们不去埃及的话。
So verse 2, Jacob said, Indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there that we may live and not die.
第二节说，他说，看哪，我听见埃及有粮，你们可以下去，从那里为我们买些来，使我们可以存活，不至于死。
How serious this situation?
这个情况有多严重呢？
Life or death.
就是死或者活。
Sometimes the Lord has to bring us into a life or death situation to get our attention so that we do what we should do.
所以有时候呢，主呢，他必须把我们带到一个生死关头，这样呢，我们就是说是会意识到呢，就是我们应该去做我们就是该做的事情。
All right, verse 3. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt.
也就是那个第三节说呢，约瑟的十个哥哥都向埃及买粮去了。
Why did all 10 go?
他们为什么十个都去了呢？
And I'm not sure from a human point of view, they might have all gone just because they needed to bring back a lot of grain. They had a lot of mouths to feed.
这个里面呢，我不是很清楚，但是呢，从人的角度去看呢，他们都必须都去的话呢，是因为他们要买很多粮食，那买很多粮食呢，他们要把那粮食都带回来呢，因为有很多张口需要喂养。
From a spiritual point of view, they all had to go because they were all guilty.
从那个属灵的角度去看呢，就是他们都必须去，因为他们都感到良心有愧。
Verse 4, but Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, lest some calamity befall him.
这个第四节说呢，但约瑟的兄弟便雅敏、雅各没有打发他和哥哥们同去，因为雅各说恐怕他遭害。
I'm not really sure that Jacob was 100% sure that Joseph had been attacked by wild animals.
因为我认为呢，就是说是啊，那个约瑟雅各呢，他不是很确定那个约瑟呢到底有没有被那个野生动物袭击死了。
The whole story, I think, left him uncomfortable.
整个故事呢，让他感觉不舒服。
So he said, I'm not going to let Benjamin out of my sight. Something bad might happen to him, maybe even for the same reason.
所以他说呢，我不会让那个我的儿子便雅悯离开我的眼睛，因为呢，他也有可能出于同样的原因被害。So
verse 5, the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan.
第五节说，来买粮的人中有以色列的儿子们，因为迦南地也有饥荒。Now
Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold all to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came, bowed down before him with their faces to the earth.
第六节说，当时治理埃及地的是约瑟，卖粮给那地众民的，就是他。约瑟的哥哥们来了，脸伏于地，向他下拜。So
I often wondered, why was it that when the brothers came down, they went actually to Joseph rather than to some of his other servants?
我总是觉得奇怪，因为就是说是为什么他们每次来都直接找约瑟，而不是去找约瑟的一些下人呢？
And I think maybe it was because there were 10 of them.
我认为呢，也许是他们有十个人。
And probably Joseph said to his servants, if you find people who are important, if there's a big deal, you send them to me. You handle the little guys, I'll handle the big guys, please.
比如说约瑟呢，对他的仆人们说呢，就是说是如果你发现有些人呢，他们你们认为是非常重要的，你让他们来找我，我来管那些大人物，你们管那些小人物。So
these 10 big guys come and they look on Joseph and It says at the end of verse 6, Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth.
这十个大人问的就是说是第六节的后面说那意思的哥哥们拿了脸伏于地向他下拜。
And I think when Joseph saw them, many things went through his mind, not the least of which is, it was a long time ago that I dreamt in a dream that these 10 boys were going to be bowing down before me, and it's come to pass.
因为就是说是，我认为约瑟呢，他当时看到他们这个是情况呢，他呢可能想了很多事，但其中一个最主要的是他觉得呢，很多年前他做了一个梦，做了梦说他这一个哥哥呢都会跪拜他，那么现在他们真的来拜他了，这一切都仿佛过去了。Joseph
saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to him. Then he said to them, Where do you come from? They said, from the land of Canaan to buy food.
第七节说呢，约瑟看见他哥哥们，就认得他们，就当着生人，向他们说些严厉的话，问他们，你们从哪里来？他们说，我们从迦南地来买食物。So
Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him.
所以约瑟认得他哥哥们，他们却不认得他。
Why didn't they recognize him?
他们为什么不认得他呢?
Well, he was 17 years old when they saw him last.
在最后卖他的时候呢，他只有17岁。
And now he's almost 40.
他现在基本上快40了。
Do you think he might have changed in appearance a little bit over those years?
你认为那些年他的长相有没有变一点呢?
Sometimes you see somebody you haven't seen for a while, you say, well, I don't recognize you.
因为有时候呢，你很久没见一个人，你看见他，你说，哦，我都快认不出你了。
We had a fellow come to 16th several months ago, and I said to him, I don't recognize you. I know who you are. But he said, I'd have walked right past you on the street. I wouldn't have recognized you.
也就是里面的，就是说，我们几个月前呢，我们第十六届福音教会来了一个人，我看见他时候说，哇，我都快认不出来了。如果在街上碰到你，我肯定不认得你。Verse
9, then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them.
第九节是约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦。So
what's he going to do?
他准备做什么？
He said to them, you are spies.
就对他们说，你们是奸细。
You've come to see the nakedness of the land.
来窥探这地的虚实。
What would be meant by the nakedness of the land?
因为这个地的虚实是什么意思?
Well, his line basically means that they were spies. They probably came down to see what they could see. Then they would come back with their countrymen and rob Egypt. Egypt had all the food. Egypt was going to have lots of money, and so he said, you guys have just come to make plans to steal from us.
这个里面基本上呢，他说他们是奸细，他们奸细来的这里的目的呢，就是要探这地的虚实，然后把这些情况呢带回他们的自己的国家去，自己国家让他们自己国家来呢打劫埃及地，抢劫埃及的钱和粮食和财物，他们基本上呢就是要来抢劫了。
And probably to lend credibility to that is that there were 10 of them.
所以呢，他这么去想的那个理由呢，是因为他们有10个人。
So verse 10 says, they said to him, No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We're honest men. Your servants are not spies.
第十一节，第十一节，他们对他说：“我主啊，不是的，你的仆人们是来买食物的。我们都是一个人的儿子，是诚实人。仆人们并不是奸细。”So
the question is, why would he have called them spies?
所以现在问题是什么？他要说他们是奸细呢？
Well, there probably were many spies who had come to the country to see if they could not only buy, but they could steal grain.
因为有可能就是有很多的奸细，他们来到埃及的目的呢，不仅仅是买粮食，或者是他们来的还想偷点回去。
And what do we know about the history of Davis, of Joseph and his brothers?
就是约瑟和他的哥哥们的那个历史是什么样的？
When Joseph had first gone to see his brothers, he came back with a report to Jacob, and he said, your brothers are bad boys. Your sons are bad boys.
基本上呢，第一次呢，就是雅各派约瑟去看望他的哥哥们，说他哥雅约瑟回来以后，给他爸爸的报告是，你的儿子们都是些坏人。
And so I think Joseph's brother said, Joseph, you're just a spy.
所以呢，我们认为呢，约瑟的哥哥们对约瑟说，约瑟，你就是个奸细。
Why did Joseph seek his brothers at Shechem and then at Dothan?
所以呢，为什么约瑟去在尔夏克和多森去找他的哥哥们呢？
Because Jacob had said to Joseph, you go check on your brothers, see how they're doing, come back and tell me.
因为呢，雅各跟约瑟说呢，你去看看他们在干什么，回来告诉我。
And so, when his brothers saw Joseph coming to Dothan, I think they said, here comes our brother, he's probably coming to spy on us again.
这个里面呢，就是说是这里呢，就是说是在认为呢，他的那个哥哥看到约瑟呢，去在那个都城去看他们的时候，他说这是我们的弟弟来了，他有可能再次做奸细来的。So
he's basically saying to them, you accuse me of being a spy, I'm accusing you of being a spy.
基本上就是说是你呢，认为我是个奸细，现在我认为你们都是奸细。
They're saying to him, no, we're not spies.
他们呢，基本上都说呢，我们不是奸细。
And Joseph said, my job was not to spy on you. You accuse me of being spy falsely, and I'm accusing you of being a spy. And you may say it's false, but the fact is that I'm accusing you of the same thing you accused me of.
约瑟基本上说呢，我过去呢就看你们，你们呢就是指责我是奸细，但是你们那个指责呢是不成立的，是假的。那么说呢，现在呢你们来我这里，我也要指责你们是奸细，让你们知道这种指责呢也是假的。Verse
13, and they said, your servants are 12 brothers. We're the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more.
第十三节说，他们说呢，仆人们本是弟兄十二人，是迦南地一个人的儿子。最小的今天在我们的父亲那里有一个不在了。That's
the lie that they've been pondering all down through the ages. Our brother is no more. Our brother was taken by a wild beast. Our brother has disappeared.
因为他们一直呢，就是在这样去说，这样去想，因为说呢，我们的一个弟弟呢不在了，不在，他被那个野生动物吃了，他呢不在了。
I'm sure that Joseph might have wondered what his brothers would have said, and instead of telling the truth, saying we sold our brother into Egypt, they say our brother is no more.
因为我认为当时约瑟他在想的，他们不会告诉他真相的，因为他们把他们的弟弟卖了，但是他们却说呢，我们的弟弟不在了。They
probably figured that when he came down to Egypt, he would have been killed.
所以他们也许呢，他们想了，他们约瑟到了埃及了，可能已经被杀了。They
didn't realize that they said, our brother is no more, and that's what they told their brother.
因为就是说是他有可能他们说呢，我们的就是说是一个弟弟不在了，他们说话的对象正是他们弟弟。Now
that's the lie people say today about Jesus, isn't it?
这就是当今的人呢说的关于主耶稣基督的谎言，是不是？
He lived a long time ago and he died and Jesus is no more. Don't have to worry about him. He is no more.
因为他们说呢，主耶稣很久之前活着，但是他死了，已经不在了，所以不要关心主耶稣了，他已经没了。People
say that to Jesus every day of the week.
因为人们呢，就是每天都用这种方式来说主耶稣。Verse
14, but Joseph said to them, it is as I spoke to you, saying, you are spies. In this manner you shall be tested by the life of Pharaoh. you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here.
意思是你说约瑟对他们说，我才说你们是奸细，这话的确不错。我指着法老的性命起誓，若是你们最小的弟兄弟不到这里来，你们就不得出这地方，这样就可以验证你们了。Send
one of you, verse 16 says, and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, you surely are spies.
第十六节说，要让你们中间一个人去，把你们的兄弟带来，这你们都要求在这里，好验证你们的话真不真，若不真，我指着法老的性命起誓，你们一定是奸细。
So he put them all together in prison for 3 days. How do you think they felt?
你认为他们的感觉怎么样?
What on earth is going on?
这到底发生了什么呢?
And then, of course, the guilty conscience.
然后当然了,他们的那个有亏的良心出现了。
They probably didn't know that when Joseph came to Egypt, he was put into prison.
他们呢，有可能不知道，当耶稣去到那个埃及去后，被关在监狱里了。
But they knew that something terribly had gone wrong, or something had gone terribly wrong, and they knew that it was in Egypt, and they remembered that the same thing had happened to Joseph. They didn't know the details, but they knew that when they sent Joseph to Egypt, lots of things went wrong.
所以他们知道呢，有些很可怕的事情发生了。当约瑟刚到埃及的时候，他们不知道细节，但是他们呢良心有亏，他们知道啊，当约瑟去了埃及以后呢，很多可怕的事情会发生在他身上。So
what do you think they were doing during those 3 days?
你认为他们在那3天里在干嘛？
They were beginning to get a guilty conscience. Far worse than they'd had before.
所以呢，他们的良心呢，远远变得比以前有亏的多了。Verse
19, it says, "If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined." I better get verse 18. Then Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God."
第十八节说到第三天，约瑟对他们说：“我是敬畏神的，你们照我的话行就可以存活。”Joseph
said, "We got to bring God into this."
意思说我们必须让神干预进来。You
fellows, don't always acknowledge God. I acknowledge God.
你们并不总是认识神，但是我却认识神。He's
basically saying, "What I'm doing toward you men is what God would do. I fear God."
基本上说呢，我对你们要做的事情呢，就是神要对你们做的，我敬畏神的。If
you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine of your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die.
第十九节第二节，你们如果是诚实人，可以留你们中间的一个人求在见你，但你们可以带着谷物回去救你们家里的饥荒，把你们的小兄弟带到我这里来，这样你们的话就被证实，你们不至于死，他们就照样而行。All
right, and the line verse 20 ends with, and they did so. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother. For we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us."
第二十一节说，他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上有罪了。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他魂里愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
Were they right or were they wrong?
他们是对的还是错的?
They were right.
他们是对的。
They knew that they'd done wrong.
他们知道他们做错事了。
They saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us.
所以他哀求我们的时候，我们见他魂里的愁苦。
What would he have said?
他会怎么说呢?
He probably said, "Don't steal my coat."
他们有可能说，不要偷我的外套。
He probably said, don't put me in a pit.
他有可能说, 不要把我丢在井里。
He said, don't sell me to the Midianites and the Ishmaelites. That'd be terrible. And he cried and he lamented and he was in anguish before them and they would not hear him.
因为他跟他们说呢，你不要把我卖了，不要把我卖到那个以实玛利人和那些其他的那些以东人，所以呢，他们都是一些可怕的人，不要把我爱到埃及去。他有可能呢哭求他们，哀求他们，但是他们就不听。And
so what's the response going to be?
那么这个反应该是怎么样的？
Reuben said, "It's all your fault."
刘便说呢，都是你的错。
He said, did I not speak to you saying, do not sin against the boy?
你那边说呢,我不是对你们说不可伤害了孩子吗?
And you would not listen.
只是你们不肯听。
Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us.
所以你们看,他的血向我们追讨。
Did they know why this was happening to them?
他们知道为什么这些事情发生在他们身上吗?
Yes, they knew.
是的,他们知道。
Now remember, Romans chapter 1 tells us, we heard about it on Sunday morning.
你大家知道呢,罗马书第一章告诉我们,我们星期天的上午听到过。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that on judgment day, man will be without excuse.
罗马书第一章告诉我们,在审判日的时候,没有任何人有借口。
These men had no excuse this day.
这些人呢,在那天呢,没有任何的借口。
Reuben pretended that he had an excuse in that he wasn't there when they actually sold him.
所以刘辩呢,认为呢,他有借口,因为当他们卖他的时候呢,刘辩不在那里。
But Reuben was guilty because when he was there, he did not rebuke his brethren.
所以刘辩有罪呢,是因为当他在那的时候,他并没有责备他的那些兄弟们。
Verse 23, but they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter.
第二三节说呢,他们不知道约瑟能听懂他们,因为他通过翻译向他们说话。
So you can imagine now, the courtroom, Joseph is here, he's got his officers around him.
所以你可以想象在那个房子里呢,就是说是约瑟在这里,然后呢,周围呢,有些房间。
In come these 10 boys, these 10 men. They were all in their 40s and 50s.
这里有10个人,他们都是呢,40多岁。
And Joseph says to them, you're going to have to bring your other brother down because I'm not going to allow you to get away with it. You've got to prove that you're not spies.
所以约瑟跟他们说呢,你们必须把你们的另外一个兄弟呢也带到这里来,因为如果你们不能证明你们不是奸细的话,我不会放你们走的。
And he's speaking to them through an interpreter.
所以他通过翻译跟他们说话。
And he understands every word they're saying, and they don't know that he does.
他知道他们说的每一个字,但是呢,他们却不知道他听得懂。
That'd be pretty scary. I don't know if you've ever done that. Probably a little more difficult for you, but it would be, it's very strange or funny when people are speaking in another language.
其实这个我不知道呢,你们有没有处在那种情况下做过那样的事儿,但是对你们来说可能不太容易。你有没有注意到当一个人呢,讲另外一种语言的时候?
And then you're standing beside them.
你站在他们旁边。
And then all of a sudden you enter into the conversation in perfect language that they're in. You may have done that with Chinese, you may not, I don't know.
所以这个里面就是说当他们用另外一种语言,你听不懂语言,在讲所有的关于你的事的时候,你站在旁边,你们因为都是中国人,所以你们有可能有那种情况,有可能没有。Verse
24 says, and Joseph turned himself away from them and wept.
第二次就是约瑟转身退去,
you can understand that. If you'd been Joseph, you would have done that.
如果你是约瑟,你也会哭一场。
Here these brothers saying, we never should have sold Joseph. It's all our fault. And therefore, this distress has come upon us for this very reason. Were they right? Sure, they were right.
因为他们有可能他们都说呢，就是我们本来就不该把约瑟给卖了，因为我们把约瑟卖了呢，所以呢，这一切的灾祸都降在我们身上。现在，所以呢，他们是对的吗？当然，他们是对的。
Had they confessed their sin?
他们有没有认他们的罪呢？
Yes.
Yeah, 有.
Was this repentance?
这个是悔改吗？
No.
不是。
It's amazing. This story is going to tell us a lot about repentance.
这个非常神奇，这个故事呢会告诉我们很多关于悔改的。
Repentance is not just saying I did it wrong.
所以悔改并不是仅仅只说我做错了。
Repentance is not just saying I plead guilty.
所以呢，就是悔改不仅仅只是说我有罪了。
We have in English. I've probably told you before. What we've referred to as a foxhole Christian.
这个我们在英语里呢，就是说是有这样的一个说法，说法呢就是说是我有可能以前跟大家讲过，叫帐篷里的基督徒。What
is a foxhole Christian?
那个帐篷的是基督徒是什么意思？
Well, a foxhole Christian is somebody who is in the war, and he's dug into a hole in the ground. They call it a foxhole.
因为就是说是那个，就是那个帐篷呢，就是说是在战争中间呢，他们挖一个帐篷，然后那个他躲在里面，我们把它叫那个，也许直译叫狐狸洞。And
the enemy's bullets are flying over his head. He's ducked down in the hole. The enemy bullets are going over top. How do you think he feels?
所以呢，就是说是这个敌人的子弹呢，就飞从他旁边飞过，所以呢，他趴在那个洞里呢，就躲着。你认为他当时感觉怎么样
？He said, "They say, if the enemy advances anymore, they'll come right over this hole. They'll look down, they'll see me, and they'll take their gun, and I'll be dead."
所以他们就在想呢，如果敌人呢往前推进到我这个洞这里或者站好这里，他们看见了我，就会直接开枪把我打死。
Okay, so what do they do?
他们在做什么？
Well, many of them say, "I'm going to pray to God."
所以他们当中很多人说我要向神祷告。
And they pray, and they say, "God, would you please save me? I don't want to die. God, save me."
他们就祷告说：“主啊，求您呢拯救我，拯救我，我不想死，神呢拯救我。”
And some of them say, "If you save me, I'll serve my life. I'll give my life to you, God, if you save me."
那这些人说：“那神呐，如果您呢现在救了我，我就会一生服侍你。”
And then the army moves the other direction, and the enemy retreats. And the man in the foxhole says, "The enemy's gone. I'm free."
现在就是说，当时呢，军队呢就是朝这个方向推进了，敌人呢撤退了。那个在帐篷里的或者那个狐狸洞的那些人呢，说我现在得救了，不用死了。
Now, how many of those foxhole Christians served God when they got out of the foxhole?
那些人呢，就是出的那个帐篷以后有多少那个帐篷里基督徒的最后呢，服侍那个神呢？
And most of them said, "Huh, don't need to worry about that anymore. Let's go out and have a party." Da de da de da de da.
他们大多数人说呢，我不用再担心了，所以我们去参加聚会吧。Da de da de da.
Now that's not always the case.
这个并不总是这样的。And
I'm trying to reconstruct the story about a good brother that I met up in Edmonton a few years ago.
我呢是打算重新呢组合这样的一个故事，就是说是很多年前我在艾明顿碰到了一个好弟兄。And
he told this story. He said, "I was in the war."
他告诉这样的故事，他说我参加过战争。And
he said, "We had to advance."
我们必须呢前进。So
I said to the men who were behind me, I was the sergeant, they were following me, and I said, "Let's go forward." And I ran forward, and I didn't realize it, I ran right over a cliff.
所以这个里面他后面的人说呢，跟着我往前冲，因为他是队长，他队长呢，他就直接往前冲。他说他冲的过程中呢，他没有意识到他已经冲到个悬崖旁边了。
He says, "I landed on the ground beneath me. I smashed both my legs."
所以他说我掉到那个悬崖下面去了，而你相信我，我的两条腿都折了。
He says, "They took me to hospital. The doctor said, 'There's no hope for you.'"
他说呢，他们把我带到医院，医生说呢，你这个没指望了。
But he said, "We're going to operate anyway."
但是他们说呢，不管怎么说，我们要给你做手术。
And so this dear man said, "Okay, go ahead." They said, "Unfortunately, we don't have any anesthetic in this hospital."
这个里面的就是这个人说，那么好吧，你们就做吧。但是他们跟他说，那就是说，那个对不起，我们在这个医院里面任何的麻醉剂。
So they handed him a bottle of whiskey and they said, "Drink all you can."
所以他们给他了一杯威士忌，说你能喝多少就喝多少。
And they operated on him.
然后他给他做手术。
And while he was in the hospital, he had a vision of a man in white walking at the foot of his bed.
在这个里面，当他在医院的时候呢，他有看到一个异象。 一个人呢，穿着一套白衣服，在他的那个就是说是手术床边边走。And
he said, that looks like Jesus. I wonder if that's Jesus."
这个看起来像主耶稣，我觉得他是不是主耶稣呢？And
then he said from his heart, he said, "Jesus, if it's you, and if you will save me, I will serve you."
然后呢，他说呢，主耶稣啊，如果这个真的是您呢，您能拯救我了，我就会去服侍您。And
what happened was that the Lord did heal him.
发生的事情是主真的治愈了他。And
he did serve Jesus.
真的就服侍了主。And
it's a marvelous story.
一个非常奇妙的故事。The
Lord healed him so well that after all of this, he used to play tennis.
所以主呢，把他治得如此的好，在那之后呢，他都可以打网球了。His
legs were all back together. God used that to bring true repentance to his heart.
所以他的那个腿呢，完全接好了。神呢，用这个把他，让他内心呢，带出了真正的悔改。So
there's two kinds of repentance.
有两类的悔改。One
kind of repentance comes from your mouth.
其中的一类呢，就是你嘴里悔改。
And one kind of repentance comes from your heart.
其中另外一类呢，是你内心的悔改。
And these boys were in real trouble, and they knew it, and they came out with repentance from their mouth.
所以这几个人，这些人呢，他们现在呢，是陷入真正的麻烦了，但是他们呢，却只是说嘴里悔改。
What is the proof of repentance?
所以呢，那个悔改的证据是什么？
Many people say, "Well, I said I repented."
很多人说呢，我说我悔改了。Is
that repentance?
这是悔改吗？
No, anybody can say anything.
所以呢，不是的，任何人都可以说任何话。What
is the proof of repentance?
那么悔改的证据是什么？
Goes like this: I did it once. I won't do it again. Even if I'm in the same or worse circumstances.
是这样的，我曾经做过一次，我不会再做了。就算是我处在当时同样的情况下，或者更糟的情况下。Joseph
says, "I've heard their repentance. I'm going to see whether it's true."
所以约瑟说呢，我听到了他们的悔改，我倒是要看看是不是真的。
So, verse 24.
第24节,
Joseph turned himself away from them and he wept, and then he returned to them again and talked with them, and he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes.
第24节说，约瑟转身退去，哭了一场，又回来与他们交谈，就从他们中间挑出西缅来，在他们眼前把他捆绑。
So the deal was, somebody's going to have to stay and be in prison, and the rest of them could go, but they wouldn't, I better not give all the story here.
这个里面呢，现在呢，就是他们的这个，就是交易呢，就是说是他们必须留一个人，留一个人呢，在这里呢，待在监狱里，其他的人呢，就可以回去了，我最好不把下面故事都讲了。
So he took Simeon and bound them before their eyes, and he put him in prison.
因为他们就从他们中间呢跳出西缅来，在他们眼前把他捆绑了，下到监狱里。
Ten brothers, why did he choose Simeon?
10个哥哥，他为什么选择了西缅呢？
Who was Simeon?
西缅是谁？
Well, he was the second eldest brother in the family.
他是在家里的第二大的哥哥。
When the brothers or the children are together, who's the boss?
当他们那些哥哥们在一起的时候，谁是管事儿的？
The eldest is always the boss.
所以年纪长的通常是管事儿的。
And mommy says to all the children, you be good. And then he says to the eldest, you look after your brothers and sisters. You're the eldest, you're the boss.
因为妈妈通常会跟所有的孩子们讲的，你们要好好的，乖乖的。但是对那个就是最年长的说呢，你要带好你的那些弟弟妹妹们，就是说你是掌管一切的，你是老板。
Who was the eldest in the family?
在家里谁是最年长的了？
Reuben.
刘辩。
Why wasn't Reuben taken?
为什么他们不留下刘辩呢？
Because Reuben was away when Joseph was sold to the Egyptians.
因为呢，当约瑟被卖到埃及去时候，那刘辩当时不在呢。
Who was in charge?
当时谁在管事儿？
Simeon.
西缅。
So why did Joseph take Simeon?
那为什么约瑟要留下西缅呢？
Because he was the most guilty, he didn't say no.
因为他的罪最大，因为他没有说不。
So there's 10 brothers standing there, and Joseph says, all right, I've got to choose one of your brothers. And so he says, mister, you come here.
因为那里有的10个哥哥站在那里，约瑟呢必须选择了一个留下，他说，哎，这个先生你留下。
And Simeon comes forward.
所以呢，西缅呢，
And what did the other 9 brothers say?
那么其他的9个哥哥说什么呢？
How did that man know to choose Simeon? How did he know?
那个人怎么知道要挑西缅的？他怎么知道的？
And they must have marveled.
他们必须感到非常惊奇。
And they probably said, you know, God told that man that Simeon was the responsible man.
所以呢，就是他们有可能说呢，是神告诉那个人，是西缅应该负责的。All
right, so he chose Simeon from them and bound them before his eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain and restore every man's money to his sack and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them.
第二十一节说呢，就从他们中间挑出西缅来，在他们眼前把他捆绑。第25节，约瑟吩咐人把谷物装满他们的口袋，把个人的钱归还在个人的口袋里，又给他们路上的食物。人就照他的话办了。Verse
26, so they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there.
第26节说，他们就把谷物驮在驴上，离开那里去了。And
they probably said, boy, it's sure good to get out of there. We're glad we got out of there.
他们有可能说了，哎呀，这正好，我们离开这里，我们非常高兴的，就是我们离开了。
And they said, I wonder what we're going to do about Simeon.
他们就说，那Simeon怎么办？西缅怎么办？
They sold one brother into Egypt, and this brother was taken captive in Egypt. They've lost 2 brothers now to Egypt.
所以他们已经卖了一个弟弟到那个西，到那个埃及去了。现在他们又有一个弟兄呢留在那个埃及，所以他们一下失去了2个弟兄。But
as one of them, verse 27, opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack.
第27节说，到了住宿的地方，他们中间有一个人打开口袋，要拿料喂驴，才看见自己的钱扔在口袋里。And
it says, you know, this looks like we stole the money that we paid. We paid the man his money, and then when he wasn't looking, we took it all back, put it in our sack. And so they said, we got real problems.
他们呢，就是看起来了，好像他们偷了钱，因为实际上呢，他们付钱去买那些粮食，但是把粮食买完了以后呢，他们又把那个买粮的钱又偷回来了。他说啊，我们现在有大麻烦了。
They're saying Simeon's being held because they think he's a spy, and we're going to be held because they're going to think we are thieves.
他们说他西缅被那个留下来了，因为他们认为他是奸细。 那么说呢，如果我们再把我们抓起来呢，他们会认为我们是小偷。
Verse 28, so he said to his brothers, my money has been restored, and there it is, in my sack. Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, what is this that God has done to us?
第二八节说，就对弟兄们说呢，我的钱归还了，看到扔在我的口袋里，他们就提心吊胆，战战兢兢的彼此说，这是神向我们做什么了？
Did they acknowledge that what was done was done by God?
他们呢知道他们所做的事情是，而他们知道在他们身上发生的事情是神做的吗？
They could see the hand of God in this, just as in the book of Esther this morning, we saw that God's hand was moving in the story of Esther. God's hand is moving in this story.
他们看见了神的手在这个故事的过程中间，就像今天早上我们所学的关于以色列记的以色列的故事，在以色列的整个故事中间，都是神的手在里面让故事发展的。
We mentioned it this morning. I will mention it again many times. Remember that the stories of the Bible are filled with the miraculous.
这个里面呢，我今天呢早上呢在这里讲过这个，也重复过很多遍，我还会重复过很多遍。大家记住，圣经是充满神迹的故事的圣经。
The story of the Bible is that it is God who is at work in our world today, in our world then. Take the miracle out of the Bible, you got nothing left.
这里面的这故事呢，就是说是神在做工，在我们当今世界呢，也是神在做工，充满了神的神迹。如果你把圣经的神迹去掉的话呢，圣经剩下不了什么了。So
the question is, they say, what is this that God has done to us? Have they repented of their sin?
他们说的这是神向我们做什么呢？他们有没有悔改他们的罪？
No.
没有。
They've acknowledged that it was God.
他们知道是什么？
A lot of people acknowledge it's God and they shake their fists in his face.
因为他们都知道呢，就是神呢，就是说是在上面在做事儿，他们在。
Repentance is something very real.
所以呢，悔改是什么？这非常真的东西。
Then they went to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan and told him all that had happened to them.
所以呢，第二姐姐他们来到迦南，向他们的父亲雅各那里将所遭遇的事都告诉他说。
They said, the man who is lord of the land spoke roughly to us, and he took us for spies of the country.
第三节，那地的主对我们说严厉的话，把我们当作窥探那地的奸细。
But we said, we are honest men.
但我们对他说呢，我们是人，是人。
Is that the truth?
这是真话吗？
Were they honest men?
他们是真实人吗？
No, they weren't honest men.
不是，并不是。
They told the man who was the king of Egypt that they were honest men. They weren't honest men.
因为那就是说是跟那个人，那是埃及的王说他们是真实人，但是他们并不是。
They said, we are not spies.
他说我们并不是奸细。
Well, they may not have been spies in the technical sense, but they certainly weren't honest men.
那么在技术的角度来讲呢，可能不是奸细，但他们肯定不是诚实的人。They
said, we are 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is with our father this day in the land of Canaan.
第32节说，我们本是弟兄12人，都是一个父亲的众子，有一个不在了。最小的今天同我们的父亲在迦南地。Is
that the truth or a lie?
这是个真话呢，还是个谎言？
It's the same old lie they've been telling all along. One is no more. Of course it's a lie.
因为他们就是在前面讲的谎言，如出一辙。因为那是一个不在的，那个当然还活着呢。These
men say, we've repented of our sin.
这些人说呢，我们悔改了我们的罪。We
acknowledge we were guilty in what we did with Joseph.
我们知道呢，我们对约瑟所做的是有罪。We
acknowledge that God is behind all this.
我们也知道神呢，在这背后的一切，这都是神。But
I'm certainly not going to start telling the truth.
但是呢，肯定我们不会讲真话。
I'm not going to tell Joseph. or anybody else that our brother didn't die. We sold our brother. They're not telling that.
我当然不告诉我们的弟兄们或者任何其他人，我们的那个弟弟没有死，因为我们呢，把他只是把他给卖了。
What is the proof that their repentance was not real?
其实什么是证据是证明他们的悔改是不真的呢？
They kept on repeating the old lie.
他们一直重复那个旧的谎言。
Okay, repentance says I'm not going to do it again.
所以悔改说呢，我不会再做了。
The pretense says I'll pretend that everything's fine, but certainly I'm going to keep on telling the same old lie.
所以他们假装呢，假装说呢，我们假装一切都没事儿，但是肯定呢，我们要一直是不断的重复那个老的谎言。
Verse 33, they said to Jacob, then the man, the lord of the country, said to us, by this I will know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me. Take food for the famine of your household and be gone. And bring your youngest brother to me, so I will know that you are not spies, but that you are honest men. And I will deliver your brother to you, and you may trade in the land.
第三章节说，那地的主对我们说，若要我们知道你们是诚实的人，可以留下你们中间的一个人在我们这里，你们可以带着粮食回去救你们家里的饥荒，把你们的小弟弟、小兄弟带到这我们这里来，我便知道你们不是奸细，而是诚实人。这样我就把你们的弟兄交给你们，你们也可以在这地做买卖。He
says at the end of verse 34, you can trade in the land. He basically says, you can come back. Not just, I won't just give you some grain, you can buy that, but he said, you can trade, you can do business here.
第34节的最后一句说，那你们可以在这里来做买卖。他这不仅仅只是告诉他们说呢，你们在我们这里来的时候可以买点粮食，买点食物，你同样呢可以带东西到我们这里来卖，你们可以在这里做买卖。
If you are honest, then Egypt will be a land of opportunity for good. And if you are spies, then you'll be held captive with your brother Simeon. That's the deal.
所以如果呢，你们是诚实的人，你们来到埃及地，那么是你们一个有机会去发展的这样的一个地。但是如果你们是奸细的话呢，你们来到埃及呢，会像你们的那个弟兄西缅一样被关在这里。
Okay, so verse 36, then it happened as they emptied their sacks that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid.
第35节说，后来他们到口袋看了个人钱包都在口袋里，他们和父亲看见钱包就都害怕。
So what has happened to them?
在他们身上发生了什么呢？
Well, they've gone from bold men to realizing that they were guilty, recognizing their sin and acknowledging their sin.
因为里面他们本来是一群大胆的人，但是他们最后呢，就是说是意识到了他们的罪，意识到他们是有罪的人。
Recognizing that it was God who was working against them.
意识到呢，神呢，就是在做事反对他们。
And here, recognizing that some very peculiar things had happened to them, and they were rightly afraid.
因为在这里呢，他们发现呢，一个特别的事情呢，发生在他们身上，他们就都害怕。
Were they repentant?
他们有没有悔改？
No.
没有。
They were fearful.
他们害怕。
They acknowledged many things about God.
他们的承认很多事情都是神的事，
but they hadn't repented.
但是他们还没有悔改。
All right, verse 36. Jacob, their father, said to them, "You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. And you want to take Benjamin away. All these things are against me."
第36节，他们的父亲雅各对他们说：“那你们使我丧失我的儿子。” 约瑟不在了，西缅也不在了，你们又要将便雅悯带去，这事都归到我身上了。
He said, "You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more." Why did Jacob blame the brothers for the loss of Joseph?
为什么约瑟要责怪约瑟的哥哥们因为约瑟不在呢?
Because deep down inside he said something's wrong. They don't believe you, boys.
因为在他内心里说那肯定有什么事情不对,你们这些孩子我不相信你们。
He didn't know the story.
他不知道故事。
But he knew something was wrong.
但是知道有什么事情不对。
So he says it's your fault that Joseph is no more. And he says it's your fault that Simeon is no more.
然后他说那约瑟不在是你们的错,西面也不在了也是你们的错。
Why did he blame them for the slavery of Simeon?
他们为什么要关于西面被关注,又为什么要怪他们呢?
He knew something was wrong, he didn't know the details. He knew something was wrong.
他知道什么事情不对,他只是不知道细节,他肯定知道什么不对。
And he says, now you want to take Benjamin away.
你们又要将便雅悯带去。
Verse 37, then Reuben spoke to his father, saying, kill my two sons, if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you.
第三十七节,刘辩对他的父亲说,我若不带他们回来交给你,你可以杀我的两个儿子,只管把他交在我手里,我必带他回来交给你。
That makes sense?
这个有道理吗?
How nonsensical can you get?
就是你能够想到的最没有道理的事情。
What is the lament that Joseph, that Jacob has?
那么雅各有什么?
I'm about to lose three sons, Joseph, Simeon, and Benjamin. And now you're telling me if I don't bring him back to you, you'll lose two grandsons on top of it. That's a good deal.
就是我已经失去了三个儿子,就是约瑟,西缅,还有边缅也会失去,但是呢,你现在告诉我,如果我不把西缅带回来,你把我的两个孙子都杀了,加上这个是一个好主意。
You'll often find that people who don't know God talk nonsense.
你多少会发现的那些不认识神的人的讲话呢,完全没道理。
One of the wonderful things about the Bible is this. It goes like this. Jesus said, I am the truth.
所以圣经里其中一个最奇妙的事情是呢,主耶稣基督说,我就是真理。
What a wonderful thing. You believe the Bible because it's the truth.
所以是个多么奇妙的事情,你相信圣经,因为圣经是真理。
So verse 38, Jacob said, to Reuben and the others, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If calamity should befall him along the way in which you go, then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrows to the grave.
第38节雅各说,我的儿子不可与你们一同下去,他哥哥死了,只剩下他。 他若在你们所行的路上遭害,那便是你们使我白发苍苍,悲伤的下坟墓去了。
So Jacob says, no, my son is not going.
雅各说,不,我的儿子不跟你们一起去。Chapter
43, now the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them again, go back, buy us a little food.
所以第四十三章,第创世纪43章,第一节说呢,那地的饥荒甚大,第二节说,他们从埃及带来的粮食吃尽了,他们的父亲就对他们说,你们再去给我们买点食物来。Verse
3, but Judah spoke to him, saying, the man solemnly warned us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.
第三节说呢,犹大对他说呢,那人严严地告诫我们说,你们的兄弟若不与你们同来,你们就不得见我的面。So
why is it Judah who is speaking up now?
所以为什么现在是该犹大说话了呢?
Judah was the, not the first son, or the second son, who was the third son?
Levi.
Levi, who was the fourth son? Judah. What do you know about Judah?
你对犹大了解多少了?
Well, who sold Joseph in the first place? Whose idea was it?
是谁出的主意把犹大卖，把那个约瑟卖了？
It was Judah's idea.
是犹大的主意。
Okay, so Judah has some leadership potential.
所以呢，就是犹大呢有那潜在的领导能力。
What do you know about Judah?
你对犹大了解多少了？
Well, he married a Canaanite.
他娶了一个迦南人。
His two sons were so wicked that God killed them.
他的两个儿子如此的邪恶，神把他们都杀了。
He ends up believing she's a prostitute, and he fathers this child with his daughter-in-law, who believed that she was a prostitute.
最终呢，他跟他的那个儿媳妇呢有不正当关系，因为呢他当时相信他的儿媳妇是个妓女。
What do you say about Judah?
那么你对犹大有什么说法？
Absolutely no hope for that man.
对这个人来说，那一点指望都没了。Was
he a wicked man?
是这个邪恶的人吗？
Yeah. Was he a selfish man?
是个自私的人吗？
Was he a fair man?
他是一个那个有。
Was he a good man or a bad man?
他是一个好人还是坏人呢？
A bad man.
是个坏人。
He says, but I'm going to talk to my father.
但是呢，现在说呢，我要跟我父亲讲话了。
So verse 3 now, we read before, I guess, that Judah spoke to him saying, the man solemnly warned us saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.
第三节说呢，他说呢，你们的兄弟若不与你们同来，你们就不得见我的面。第四节说，你若让我们的兄弟与我们同去，我们就下去给你买食物。第五节说，你若不打发他去，我们就不下去，因为那人对我们说，你们的弟兄若不与你们一起来，你们就不得见我的面。And
Jacob, no, Israel. And Israel said, why did you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell me the man whether you had still a brother, another brother?
第六节呢，以色列说呢，你们为什么这样害我？告诉那人，你们还有兄弟呢？
Why does the scripture call him Israel and not Jacob?
为什么圣经在这里称他为以色列而不是雅各呢？
Because God made some promises to Jacob. He says, I'm going to change your name to Israel. As a prince, you'll have power with God.
因为神呢应许了他说，我要把你的名字呢改成了以色列。这个以色列意思就是说你是那个跟神呢有带有神的力量的王子。
And in this day of impossible distress,
所以在这样的有一个在这样在那些日子里他们有一个
The Bible calls him Israel because God has not forgot his promises.
所以在这个时候呢，圣经呢称他为以色列，是因为神没有忘记他的应许。
Would you believe that, please? In the worst possible day that could come to you, would you remember God's promises?
求你们呢也记住这一点，在你们的世界里呢，到了一种非常糟糕的情况下，你要记住神的应许。So
verse 6, Israel says, why did you bother telling him that you had another brother?
就是第六节说，那你为什么要告诉那人你们还有弟兄呢？
Verse 7 is wonderful, but they said, the man asked us pointedly about ourselves and our kindred, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother?
这个里面的第七节呢非常奇妙，他说呢，他们回答说，那人详细问到我们和我们亲族的情况，说你们还有父，你们的父亲还在吗？你们还有兄弟吗？
What do you think Joseph's question was every day when he got up in the morning in Egypt for 22 years.
你认为呢，就是说是那个约瑟呢，在埃及的20多年里，每天早上他起来，他的问题是什么？
He said, I wonder how my daddy's doing.
我想知道我的爸爸怎么样。
I wonder if my father's still alive.
我想知道我的父亲是不是还活着。
You ever heard of anybody who loves their father?
你有没有听到任何人他爱他的父亲呢？
And many of you have gone back to China.
你们这些很多人回到中国。
Because you love your family.
因为你爱你的家人。
Do you think that for 22 years, Joseph would have wanted to go back to Canaan to see his father?
你认为在这22年中呢，约瑟呢，他想不想回到迦南地去看他的父亲呢？
Did he want to see his brother?
他想去见他的哥哥们吗？
Yeah.
是。
His brother was probably, I don't know, oh, 10, 12 years old when he saw him last.
对他的那哥哥们呢，就是我们知道，大概有10到12岁，长了10到12岁，当他最后一次离开的时候。
Now his brother is 35 or 40 years old.
他现在的哥哥们现在呢，就是说是35到45岁之间。
He wants to know about his brother.
他想知道他的哥哥们。
What do we know about his mother?
我们对他的母亲了解多少？
She's already dead.
他已经死了。You
understand Joseph.
你理解约瑟。
I think it's marvelous. The most wonderful thing about Joseph was the most, better rephrase that, the most, the foremost thing upon Joseph's heart was the welfare of his father.
这个里面的意思是，我认为呢，就是在那个约瑟内心里，他最想知道是的是他父亲的健康。That
should be our heart, shouldn't it?
应该是我们的心，是不是？
How was yesterday?
昨天怎么样？
Was God happy?
神高兴吗？
If God was happy with you yesterday, everything's fine.
所以我昨天的神对你所做的事都感到高兴，那一切都没事。
If God wasn't happy with you yesterday, we got a big problem.
如果神对你的昨天不满，我们就有大麻烦了。Joseph,
in spite of being down there in Egypt in slavery for all those years, Joseph's heart was still with his father.
约瑟呢，他在那个约瑟在埃及呢，当在监狱里，在那当奴隶，当了20多年，他心里仍然想着他的父亲。
Was he somewhat like Jesus in that?
这么这个方面，他是不是有点像主耶稣呢？
Why did Jesus go so often alone to pray?
这主耶稣基督为什么通常的一个人去祷告呢？
So that he could be alone with his father.
因为他可以单独和他父在一起。
What a marvelous man was Jesus.
这主耶稣基督是一个多么奇妙的人呢？
Joseph, you're a good picture of Jesus.
也是，你是主耶稣基督的一个很好的一个画面。Verse
7 goes on, and we told this man, according to these words, could we possibly have known that he would say, bring your brother down?
第七节就说呢，我们就按照他所问的告诉他，怎能知道他要说必须把你们的兄弟带下来了？Then
Joseph said to his Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself will be surety for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever.
第八节说，犹大又对他的父亲以色列说：“你打发童子与我们同去，我们就起身下去，好叫你们，我们和你并我们的孩子们都存活不至于死。我为他作保，你可以从我手中追讨你。我若不带他回来，交在你面前，我愿意永远担罪。”Did
that make more sense than the argument that Reuben put forward?
他这个就是说比那个柳辩前面讲的更有道理吗？
He basically says in verse 9, I will bring him back to you, and I will protect him with my life.
他说呢，基本上说呢，我会把他带回来，我会用我的生命保护他。
Those are pretty powerful words.
这是一个非常有力量的话。
If anything goes wrong, I will be the one whom you will blame. Forever.
所以呢，如果中间出了任何问题，我就是那个你可以永远责怪我的那个人。
And you say, well, Judah, those are pretty powerful words, but actually they're good words.
你说有道，这些力量呢，这些话是非常有力量的话，但是也是一些非常好的话。
So Joseph says, for if we had not lingered, surely by now we would have returned the second time.
第十节说呢，我们若没有耽搁，如今第二次都回来了。
We've been delaying and delaying and delaying.
我们一直这就是耽搁，耽搁，耽搁。
We're probably getting to be pretty hungry around here.
因为我们在这里有可能变得非常的饥饿了。
How do you go on an effective diet?
现在就是说是你怎么样去，就是说是在你的食物怎么样影响你？
Well, one of the ways to do that is to stop eating.
其中一个方式呢，就是你不吃东西了。
I think the whole family was on an effective diet at this point. They didn't eat very much.
因为我认为呢，这个当时这整个家人都在节食，他们并没有吃太多东西。
So verse 11, their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, then do this: take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down a present for the man: a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds."
第十一节说呢，他们的父亲以色列说：“若必须如此，你们就当这样行：可以将这地土产中最好的乳香、蜂蜜、香料、没药、匪滋、杏仁都取一点，说在器具里带下去，送给那人做礼物。
Does that sound good?
”这个听起来不错吗？
Well, they're all, what's the word I want? Delicacies. You can't get fat eating that, but it tastes good.
其实这些东西呢，都是些零食，你可以呢吃起来很好吃，但是呢却不能就是说是给你保持营养。
And so Israel, Jacob says, you take them down, some of these fancy foods. We don't have basic food. We got all kinds of fancy food here.
因为以色列说呢，你把这些都带去，带去，这些都是一些非常的，就是说是好的东西，但是呢，它不是基础的食物，是一些非常的奇怪的食物，你给带去给他们。
And I want to point out that these foods are consistent with the biblical presentation of the fruit of Israel.
这个里面呢，我就告诉大家，这些上面提到的这些呢，它一直呢，就是说是，代表着以色列这片土地上所结的果子。
Okay, it doesn't matter where you go in the Bible, you will find that Israel exports certain products.
无论你在圣经里到哪里去找，都会发现呢。以色列会出口特别的一些食物。
The land of Israel is a land that exports only two things.
所以呢，以色列呢，这片土地上呢，它只出口两样东西。
That's really three things. But the first of all is balm or medicines.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是实际上三样东西。第一个呢，就是乳香，乳香就是药。
You go to Israel for medicine.
你到以色列去买药。
Secondly, Israel exports foods.
第二个呢，就是以色列的出口食物。
Here, there are five foods mentioned that Israel exports.
在这里呢，提到了五个以色列出口的食物。
Now, what else did Israel export?
那么还有什么以色列出口呢？
Answer, bread.
所以答案是粮食。
What's the word Bethlehem mean?
那伯利恒什么意思呢？
The house of bread.
对，粮食的房子。
Are you hungry? Go to Israel.
你饿了吗？去到以色列。
Who was Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
The bread of life.
对，生命的粮。
Everything. Every time you read in scripture of the exports of the land of Israel, it's only three things. Medicine to heal you.
因为你在圣经里，不管你读他什么，读到以色列了，他就说是三样事情，那个医药能治愈你。
Food and water to satisfy your hunger.
所以呢，食物和水能够让你那个得饱足。
And the spiritual implication of both, the truth of God.
所以呢，就是说是这两样的，就是说是在属灵的意义是神的真理。
You want anything else, you'll have to get it from somewhere else because Israel has only exported that.
因为如果你想要这些东西呢，你不要到任何地方去找，只有因为呢，以色列的只出口这个。
What do you know about Israel today? What's happened to Israel in the last 100 years?
因为在过去的100年呢，你知道对以色列了解多少？
It has become the breadbasket of much of the world.
所以成了整个世界的粮仓。
Some of the crops in Israel grow so frequently they can you can get 7 crops a year out of Israel farms.
以色列的有些农作物在以色列的农场里一年可以再生7次。
How many crops a year do most people get?
所以大多数人一年能够收几次？
One.
只有一次。
Israel on some products is producing 7 crops a year.
以色列就是有些农作物可以一年收7次。
Israel was the house of bread in the days of Solomon and David and others. They exported lots of food.
因为在那个大卫王、所罗门王那个时代呢，他们是世界粮仓，因为他们出口大量的粮食。
The prophet says that one of these days, the king of the north, probably Russia, will come down to attack Israel.
先知说呢，就是这边的北方的王，有可能是俄罗斯，他会去袭击以色列。
Why?
为什么？
Because they're hungry, that's why.
因为他们饥饿，这是为什么？
It was true in the past, it was true in the days of Jesus, it's true into the future. The land of Israel has always exported food.
因为在过去呢，都是真实事实，在主耶稣的那个年代也是事实，在将来也是事实。那么呢，以色列这片土地它总是出口粮食。
What kind of food? Good tasting food.
什么样的食物呢？吃起来很好吃的食物。
You want a treat? Start eating Israel food.
因为你想要那个呢，就是好吃的东西，开始吃以色列的食物。
Okay, several years ago, I lived in the east of Canada. We started eating oranges.
因为就是几年前我们住在那个加拿大东部，我们吃橙子。
I started eating them. I said, these are good oranges. I've lived in Vancouver a long time. I've never had really good oranges like that. These oranges are really good.
我开始吃那个橙子，橙子呢，我就说呢啊，我那个就说是在温哥华从来没有吃过这么好吃的橙子，这是真好。
I said to my friends in Ottawa, I said, where did these oranges come from? What kind of oranges are they?
我问他们朋友说，你们在哪里买的这样的橙子呢？你们在哪里买的呢？
They said they're Jaffa oranges. They all come from Israel.
他们说那这是一个进口的那个橙子，都是从以色列进口。
We don't get them in Vancouver. It's just because we get our oranges from California. But in Montreal and in Ottawa, they all came over from Israel.
因为我们在温哥华呢，总是吃不到那样的橙子，我们都是从加利福尼亚买橙子过来吃。那么说呢，在那个东部，在渥太华、多伦多那边，他们的橙子全是从以色列进口的。
Okay, so Jacob says, let's send a little present to this man.
雅各说呢，我们把这个人呢，我送点礼给他。
What do you think Joseph thought when he got the present?
你认为那个约瑟呢收到礼物以后他会怎么想吗？
I think he said this is absolutely wonderful. I haven't eaten like this since I was home in Canaan with Jacob and Rachel and Benjamin and the rest of my family. It must have tore Joseph's heart when he got that good food.
因为就是说，约瑟呢，他当时呢，拿的是那以利未呢，肯定想的啊，自从离开迦南以后呢，我从来没有吃过这些食物。当时呢，我在迦南的时候呢，和雅各和那个拉基，和我的那个便雅悯弟弟，还其他的一些哥哥们，我们通常吃这样的食物。我认为这个呢，可能他收到以后能够抓住他的心。
He said, take double money in your hand and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight.
第十二节说，又要在手里加倍的带钱，并将归还在你口袋里的钱扔在手里，那或者是疏忽了。
So he says, take back the money that you found in your sacks.
他说把你在你的口袋里发现的钱也带上。
And then he says, take double the money for what you're going to buy.
然后呢，要带那个你准备买的东西的双倍的钱去。
So I think he basically would say, you go back to that man, and you say, listen, here's the money that we was in our sacks, but we're prepared to pay you double for whatever the price of the grain is. We want the grain, and we recognize there was something wrong. We are prepared to pay you double for the problem. We want the food. If the price is $1 a pound, we'll pay you $2 a pound. We want the food, please.
基本上就是说呢，你这样你们回去以后呢，你们把这个钱呢，就在口袋已经带回去。你说肯定出了什么疏忽，这时你放在我们口袋前给你。那么我们来了以后呢，我们还要买你们的粮食，买你们粮食的时候呢，不管你们出多少价，我们都要付双倍的价钱买这些粮食。因为说呢，如果这个粮食是一块钱一磅的话呢，我们愿意付两块钱去买这样的弥补我们所做错的事情。基本上呢，他们说呢，他们想出双倍的。
Verse 13, he says, then take your brother also and arise and go back to the man, and may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release your brother and Benjamin. And if I'm bereaved, I'm bereaved.
第十三节说呢，也带着你们的兄弟起身去见那人。第十四节说，但愿全能的神使你们在那人面前蒙怜悯，释放你们的那弟兄和便雅悯回来。我若丧失了我的孩子，就丧了吧。Was
this a life and death situation?
这是不是到了一个生死关头了？Yeah. 是。Does
God often move in our lives in circumstances that are very severe?
神呢，是不是总是让我们的人生的环境呢变得一个非常严重的情况下呢？
Is it good that he does?
他这么做是不是好的呢？
Would you be glad if he did something very severe in your life to save you? Or would you say, no, don't be that hard?
所以你是不是会非常高兴神呢，在你人生里做一些 让事情变得非常严重，而让你得救，或者你说呢？哦，不要把我变得那么难受呢。
You go to the doctor, and the doctor looks at you and says, you have cancer, but it's going to be really hard to treat, so I'll give you a band-aid instead.
因为就是啊，那么说呢？ 你去看一个医生，医生说呢，哦，你得了癌症，你这个癌症呢非常的严重，需要非常的就是严重的治疗。但是呢，我只给你一点创可贴贴上了。You
say, I don't want to go to the doctor who's only going to give me a band-aid. I want to go to the doctor who's going to cure me, even if it's going to be terribly difficult and painful in the short run.
你说呢？我不想去看这样一个医生。我去看他的时候，他只是给我一点创可贴。我想要去看那个医生呢，他要给我那个治疗，给我完全治好。就算在治疗的短期过程中非常痛苦。Verse
15. So the man took that present and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hand, and they arose and went down to Egypt. And they stood before Joseph.
第15节说呢，于是他们拿着那礼物，又在又手里加倍的带钱，并且带着便雅悯起身下到埃及，站在约瑟面前。
And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them,
约瑟见便杰明来了。
How do you think Joseph felt when he saw Benjamin with them?
你认为当约瑟看到便雅悯跟他们在一起，他的感觉是什么样的？
He probably said, Hallelujah.
有可能说哈利路亚。
He's my brother.
就是我弟弟。
Just you marvel in this story. You just marvel at the story.
所以你感到非常惊奇，仅仅关于这个故事，你都觉得很惊奇。
He said, "Take these men to my home and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon."
所以呢，就对家宰说，能将这些人带到屋里，要宰杀牲畜，预备宴席，因为中午这些人同我吃饭。
Have you noticed in the dealings with God?
你们注意到了，在神的这些交易中。
Very often he does things that are very difficult.
所以通常呢，他会做一些事情都非常难。
And in the midst of it, he does things that are amazingly wonderful.
因为中间的过程中呢，他会做一些呢非常的让你感到惊奇的奇妙。
Okay, he's gonna deal with these men, but he gives them all their money back.
他要整对这些人，但是他却把他们所有的钱都还给他。
They didn't deserve to get their money back.
他并不配得把他们钱都拿回去。
They come down to Egypt, and Joseph says to them, "Good to see you. How'd you like to come to my house for dinner?"
因为他们来到那个埃及呢，就约瑟说呢，哦，很高兴见到你们，你们愿不愿意到我家去吃饭呢？
And they say, "What's going on?"
他们说那到底发生了什么呢
？You decide to take a trip to Washington D.C.
所以你决定呢去到华盛顿特区。
And you're walking down the street.
你在街上走路。
And somebody says,who are you?"
有人说那你是谁
？You say, "Well, I'm Joe Dokes from Canada."
你说我是 Joe Dokes 从加拿大来的。
And the man says, "Oh, that's wonderful. Come on over to Donald Trump's house. He wants to have lunch with you."
所以那个人说了，太好了，那你来到那个川普的家里，他想要跟你共进午餐。
Can you say what?
你说什么
？God moves in most mysterious ways, wonderful ways.
所以神呢，他呢，就是把这个呢，一种奇妙的、非常的奇妙的方式来做。
But in the midst of the great difficulties, he still shows that he is a God of mercy, kindness, and love.
这个呢，但是在这个过程中呢，在最艰难的时候呢，他仍然向你显示，他是一个就是有慈爱、有怜悯、有同情、有爱的神。
He's a nice God.
他是一个很好的神。
And so we love him because he's so kind, even though sometimes there's difficult work in our life. He's got to do a lot of difficult things to make us the kind of people that we ought to be.
另外就是说，我们爱他，就算是在我们人生中经历非常艰难的时刻，他让我们在那个人生里发生一些对我们来说非常难的事呢，就是以便让我们成为我们应该成为的那样的人。
All right, so the problem we always have is that our time is gone and the story is not finished, and so we got to keep on waiting till next week to get to it.
所以我们的问题呢，总是说呢，我们的时间到了，但是呢，我们的故事却没有完，我们有可能要等到下个星期再来继续讲这个故事。
So Lord, we pray that we'll learn from this story.
主啊，我们祷告，我们会从这样的故事里学到东西。
And we would be bold enough to say, Lord, we thank you for all the good things you do for us.
对我们大胆的说呢，就是主啊，你感谢您呢，对我们在身，对您在我们身上所行的一切的善事。
But we would also pray that you won't take your hands off us, but that you will train us to be what we should be. Bring us, we pray, to the point of repentance that will work for your glory.
主要我们同样的也祷告，就是说呢，您不要把您的手从我们身上拿开，您要把您的手放在我们身上，放在我们身上呢，去训练我们，让我们成为呢应该成为的样子，然后呢，我们把荣耀都带给您。
And so, Lord, we pray not only for ourselves, but we pray for all those around us that we love, our family members and friends and neighbors. Lord, would you do a great work in their heart too? Thank you for what you've done for us, but bless them.
最主要，您就是说，不仅仅要祈求您呢，为我们不仅仅为我们在座的所有人祷告，我们呢也祈求您呢，就是说，我们也为我们所有我们爱的人祷告，包括我们的家人、我们的邻居和我们的社区的人呢，求您呢也在他们内心做工呢，也赐福给他们。
And so we just pray your goodness and grace and thank you for it.
因为我们现在呢，就是也赞美您的良善，您的恩典，感谢您。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.